The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week in our series on disinformation, Zuckerberg capitulating to Trump, Elon Musk and Keir Starmer. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Are we overreacting to Zuckerberg?
We're not really. And that's the thing. We need to contextualize this a little bit first. So back in 2020, during the Biden-Trump election, Facebook had got an awful lot of criticism. At the time, it was mainly Facebook. It got a lot of criticism during the 2016 election for allowing flagrant disinformation to run on it that had possibly shaped the election. And they had adjusted that by putting in a lot more content moderation. Now, content moderation is a complicated and nasty issue. Some of the worst things that human beings can see are put on social media. And there are people who are traumatized around the world, particularly in poorer nations, by having to moderate this. So they put some measures in place to stave off election disinformation. That was really successful. The problem was it started reducing the amount of money Meta, the parent company, make, because it turns out people are far more engaged with disinformation. You know, the boring, rational, staid stuff, that doesn't get the same traction and the same engagement.
Interesting. Later on in the program, we're talking about the documentary on Jerry Springer, the two-parter on Netflix. And the realization there was that sensation sells.
Absolutely. And it always has. But what we expect from media is to be more sober-headed in their analysis. We are not very good curators of our own media, as we have found out to our detriment in recent years. So what had happened, I think Meta and Mark Zuckerberg waited until the results of this election to work out which way they were going to lean. It is much cheaper for them to get rid of moderation. Now, the stuff that can now be said, hate speech can be openly said, there's nothing to stop it happening. And what they've tried to present that is very disingenuously is Zuckerberg did a video where he was wearing a $900,000 watch where he claimed this is about free speech. This is not. We need to clarify that freedom of speech simply means the government can't arrest you for what you think. It doesn't mean you should get a platform from it, and it doesn't mean you should be free from the consequences of speech. Freedom of speech is not freedom from the consequences.
But they're platforms, not publishers.
And this gets back to the crux of the issue, whereabouts if a newspaper ran something that was entirely unhinged or defamatory, they could be sued, they could be held accountable, they would fail journalistic practices. Social media platforms, and that's the operative word, have always just claimed that they're like website hosting. It's just a website, except that they curate the content. They have algorithms that drive it, and they know what gets more engagement, and they serve that up to you.
So they are publishers.
They absolutely are, but they're not treated as such legally. Yeah. So even though they have a huge outside, like Facebook and Meta, that's Instagram as well, they have such huge reach. That's far bigger than any single newspaper in the world. There's about 3.3 billion users of Meta products, which includes, by the way, WhatsApp. Right. So you have a huge, that's roughly half the world, a bit less than half the planet using this stuff.
Now, the question, when you know, you see Zuckerberg, as you pointed out, wearing a $900,000 watch, you know, the expression rich beyond the dreams of avarice. Well, it turns out there is no such thing. These guys can never be rich enough.
Their avarice is probably what drives them to a large extent. And the other thing that makes us really worrying is people go, well, was there ever moderation on Facebook? Because there's a question I get a lot. There actually is active moderation. It's not great. It's always been under-resourced, but it's there. For example, there was a Guardian interview with one of these moderators who had said just the morning they were fired and they were all just let go. They had been working on videos of Keir Starmer, who might come up a little bit later on, where he had been photoshopped or a video edited to look like he was approving of Jimmy Savile saying his crimes weren't that serious, right? It was a deep fake. And they were able to stop that from going. Now there will be no breaks on that. Now you might think that doesn't matter, but we know about human psychology that we are actually not very good with media literacy. We see something inflammatory and we are far more likely to take it seriously, even if it's a moment's reflection would say it's absolute nonsense.
Now we have to remember that Zuckerberg said this elimination of fact checkers is for the US for now. Is it likely to spread?
It absolutely will spread. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what will Europe do about it?
Well, Europe is starting to have a more combative stance. What Europe could do about it, and no one has, I don't think anyone has said this vocally, but it's last night there was a lot of breaking news on this because a lot of European nations come out and said, this is absolutely ridiculous. This has been a problem or a thorn in our side for a long time. They could start treating Meta like a publisher. That would absolutely hobble.
In one fell swoop, they if could the do law it. Changed and made all of these social media sites, publishers, the game changes completely.
Now, it would massively reduce the amount of content created, but that's, I wouldn't say, inherently a bad thing. If most of the content is unreliable, and we do know that most online content is unreliable or misleading, then actually do we need more of it? And this goes back to the people who cry about free expression. Look, you're entitled to your views, but if I had a racist or homophobic view, I shouldn't necessarily be given a platform to do that. I can't be arrested by the police for having that view, which is free speech. But why should I get a platform for it? And I think that comes down to the fundamental, you know, issue that people don't seem to get. Zuckerberg, of course, pretends this is a freedom of speech issue. This is an engagement issue. The less moderation they do, the cheaper it is, but also the more engaged their users get. They do not care about the societal harms this might do.
Moving on to the other genius, Elon Musk, and his attacks on Keir Starmer. I mean, this is historic stuff. And yesterday, again, the House of Commons voted against a public inquiry into the legacy grooming gangs issue. And the Labour Party have a handsome majority anyway, so that they can vote what they like. But why did Musk get so exercised about this? Or is it about another agenda?
It's probably a bit of both. So you're looking at a graph there that I think I sent you on earlier on. And this is the amount of searches for grooming gangs, right, on Elon Musk's platform X. Now, around Christmas, he started getting very obsessed with UK politics. He actually put a post up recently wondering if the US should liberate the UK from its tyrannical government. So this is how unhinged we're going, right? The richest man in the world posting things like that. But basically, this is useful idiocy to some degree. Elon Musk has been taken in by alt-right accounts, famously an account called Peter Sweden, who may or may not exist, who was a big anti-vaccine, anti-lockdown advocate back in the day, has now pivoted to standard right-wing talking points, possibly a Russian propaganda site. We're not entirely sure if these people exist. And Musk has been interacting highly with them, and they have fed him this stuff about the UK. So he's now repeating stuff from old historic things out of context, claiming that Keir Starmer was involved in a cover-up when he was on the prosecution service of the Crown on grooming gangs. Now, this is really complicated. I lived in the UK at the time, and this was a big societal conversation. There were grooming gangs. A lot of them went to jail. There was big investigations, and there was cultural sensitivities around it. This is a wedge point for racists and for right-wing accounts. Musk has taken that bait, but he always has his own agenda too. It's probably to his benefit to be starting this. He's supporting the AfD in Germany. It's hard to know what he's doing or if he's just very reactionary, but he's certainly been fed this by very hard anti-immigrant accounts.
It'll be interesting if he does buy Liverpool Football Club. His father has refused to confirm or deny. He said that Elon is interested in it, but if he actually expressed an explicit desire to buy it, the price that the Fenway Group would set would soar.
I mean, hopefully more than 44 billion, you know, that's what he paid for X. But this is a real problem. When you are seeing things like this, it's just the sheer amount that's being exposed to people. Even though we can talk about it rationally and say this is nonsense that Musk is engaging in, a lot of people don't have that luxury or see it online and think this must be, there must be something to this. And that's part of the problem with disinformation. It's sheer availability makes it seem to us like everyone's talking about it. This is manufactured to be spoken about.
You wonder if they don't see into the future, the Trumps of the world and the Musks of the world. When you allow disinformation to prosper so readily, it will be very hard even for them to get the truth they want.
Absolutely. But there's a historical analogue to this. The Soviet Union, back in 1923, set up its first office of disinformation, Disinformatsiya. And actually, back in the 80s, they had to stop part of their campaign on when they were spreading AIDS disinformation when AIDS came to Russia and started affecting them. So yes, you let the cat out of the bag, you don't know where the cat's going to end up. That's one of the problems.
David, thank you very much for that. We'll be talking, no doubt, a lot more about Zuckerberg, his avarice and his capitulation to MAGA as the year progresses. That's David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All At...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.